Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Gil G.
Hey, join us. One of the fucking G-Sides, join us. But we can do like we normally do when we ain't got callers or, you know, anybody in the room to play track after track. So let's get this shit started with some motherfucking Boondocks. Yo, this is the Sober Truth.
Y'all thought I was done, huh? Thought it was over. Shit, it ain't over. fucking beast. Ain't been too long, I've been sober. Blacked out most my damn life. Bitches get fucked and bent over. I got shot on an ex-wife. Y'all don't know but a little bit. My shit ain't been close to told. Always say that I'm losing it, but my soul ain't been close to sold. Angel on my shoulder and that devil in my right hand. Looking to Jehovah, empty bottles on the nightstand. Battle with delusion, cause battle with who close to me. So much damn confusion, didn't know who I supposed to be. But never no more, repeat that never no more. I see that coming from a mile away and never no more. Gonna be that same motherfucker with my head up in the cloud. Not just another motherfucker screaming, hey look at me now. Still rolling with that heater, there's a ego that'll never change. Quick to pull the trigger, now y'all fools is never out of range. Only thing you need to know, I got this, put that on my tat. Doc's a fucking monster resurrected, put that on a hat. They ever did was let me get my mind right. They should've kept me on that shit, not let me get my rhyme tight. 19 days locked in the dark, y'all ain't think I'm coming back. Dirty now, he ain't got the heart, but here I spit on another track. Hoping that these bastards ain't forgot how much they hate me. Hope they still be sleeping on and highly underrate me. Hope your girl still flicks a bean while you at work to my shit. Hope she use your credit card on iTunes when she buy it. Now I got this new shit, enjoy it now and live it up. First time that she hear this, gonna be the last time that she give it up. And you can put that on a tall tee with my number written under it so she can call me. Call me a motherfucker, call me lame. As long as heathens love me, you can put a bullet in my brain and they gon' resurrect me on the third day. You just feeding fire to the flames, bitch.
Get started. fire.
It's all
all about time and chance. It's gotta be. You got trailer park moms winning Powerball lottery, and if a little girl gets stuck in a well, you got the whole world feeling the hell and trying to help. We got good intentions, maybe bad ideas, like fucking find Ned and place with gonorrhea. But the adventure is real and ain't nobody alone, especially me. So come the fuck on, let's get home. I got bitches to fuck, we be in Rich's truck at the Mexican festival, hitting switches, the bed be elevating. No hating, only congratulating, and the whole steady tailgating with they net and hoes waiting on dating. Man, that truck was so tight, that's why I'm trying to go back. Sometimes it be alright, and the rest of the bullshit I can walk right through. I'm trying to see a wheelchair, a hot nurse at 102 years old, and a tree,
and the earth,
and the smoke,
and the game.
The tree is alright.
It ain't right. Much going on, but that's well below, because some of them days be shiny diamonds, and it can't be wrong, because some of them nights the moon be shining like a world of ghosts about to explode. And
every day, Joe's, Mike's, and Tom Dubs. But that's our thing, and we love that shit. And people sick, thinking wicked shit gon' quit. Tell me why do stress be L-I-F-E? Every day's a new adventure for the fellas with me. We only got so long, I'm trying to get out and see. I'm trying to get out and be. Who trying to do it like me? You might see from above, you might fall in love. You might get your dick sucked from the back like wood. You might discover your niche, and look, you ain't a bitch. All this just days after you was gon' quit. I ain't on some mother, you whack motherfucker. This shit for juggalos, we talking to each other, not them other hoes. We shutter those hoes the back rows and crack those fagos, and the place explode. And the kush,
and the green,
and the sap,
and the drum.
The kush is all
it ain't
right.
Much
going on, but that's well below, because some of them days be shiny diamonds, and it can't be wrong, because some of them nights the moon be shining like a world of ghosts about to explode. And I'll be climbing, homies rhyming, heaven I'm in, people can do they thing.
Made me shoot your stupid ass over nothing.
Come on, man. We supposed to be brothers.
What, you trying to get smart? Nigga, are you trying to kick some knowledge? Nigga, fuck that, nigga. Give me your motherfucking jury, nigga. Take that shit off.
With the frivolous spending, break it off. Because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off. If you value your life, break it off. I have got to take it. Break it off. With the frivolous spending, break it off. Because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off. If you value your life, break it off. I have got to take it. Break it off. This is no game. I don't think you're aware. Wake up, you stupid fuck. But accept this nightmare. I'm right there with a pistol barrel up to your eardrum. My hustle is formidable, hungry and fearsome. $200 to the cell phone, that's ridiculous. Don't get attached to it. Best believe you're gonna get me it. Pick off that and give it to my boy Rat. You feeling savage like a guard dog? You better pull back. I'm losing money for rent. You getting TVs in your whip. Using money like a moron and a greedy ass pig. You ain't got kids in mind screaming for food. Materialistic faggot, you better know what to do. Is that necklace we're dying for? I guess we're gonna see. Call me a crook, but right now I gotta be. I'm about to teach you a budgeting lesson for the future. You can come to your senses or make me shoot ya. with your frivolous spending. Break it off, because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off, if you value your life. Break it off, I have got to take it. Break it off, with your frivolous spending. Break it off, because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off, if you value your life. Break it off, I have got to take it. Break it off.
You wanna be rich and you wanna be the boss. Only problem with that is that you gotta pay the cost. Cause if I'm to release that it isn't safe or flawed. But they're realistic shit, cause I'll make you break it off. I'll make you take the loss, or I'm taking much more. Take your life while your wife showing me she's a hoe. Cause now she's taking all those pennies you paid for. With the money she inherited, so I won't stay poor. Homie, I already know that's not the way you wanna go. So we won't go down that road if you just give me the dough. Give me what I'm coming for. Tired of working 24 hours. 7 days a week, but not a fucking thing to show. Follow what you learn about the things you think you need. I'm tired of all your greed. It's time for you to meet this rider outside of me. His nickname is Heath. This fire when I release, so pay before you see. Yo.
With your frivolous spending, break it off. Because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off. If you value your life, break it off. I have got to take it. Break it off. With your frivolous spending, break it off. Because you're paid and I ain't. Break it off. If you value your life, break it off. I have got to take it. Break it off. For all I know, this is what you deserve. Avaricious fuckers, I got a spook for sure. This is survival, bitch. No time to be a hero. Villains ain't playing games, just give to De Niro. Make the right decision. It ain't worth your death. Or be a stupid ass victim by the hand of Vex. So for Vex, you better come correct with your grip. I want all your chips. Then with dip, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, you're being rich. I'm gonna play, so I'm in your grip. Making you give me all your shit. Or you can get the W rig. Try to be a hero and I'm gonna dump the whole clip. Cause your heart was zero when you're gonna be left with no chips. See the way you lose your riches isn't really worth. Getting laid into a ditch and getting covered up with dirt in a glad bag. Now you can't afford a hearse with your highness body next to you without a Louis purse. Huh?
Yeah. Nigga, what the fuck you want from me?
Nigga, you know what the fuck I want, nigga. I want your motherfucking Dayton's and your motherfucking stereo. And I'll take a double burger with cheese. And you got a page or two. You're ballin', huh? You're ballin'? You're this motherfucking kid. Better me than the motherfucking cops, nigga.
dirt, they need to grow. So I'm never alone, there's always something on me waiting.
Get the fuck out the way, we ain't friendly at all. We ride by, grabbing our cheeks and flipping you off. In our side, flipping the script with hatchets and all. You either get down with the program, or you can fuck.
So I got to be made. Let me tell you, this thing's wicked.
In the day,
and time is ticking. Ain't too many timeouts left, so I gotta play dirty if I wanna win this. And best believe before it's over, people's gon' get muddy. These streets are filthy, but that never stopped me from getting money.
Of me, yeah, I'm just too smart now. I've got the heart of a lion, I'll be the king, I'm not lying. And in this scene, I'm admired, but I'm just me, not a giant. I've got my fault, but I'm trying to make the right call and be brighter than the sun before life's turning my life on.
Yeah. love myself. I blame it on someone else. So typical. Truth is that I can't really comprehend why nothing has gone my way. But I won't let it break me. There's a
Krieger, Ray Manzarek, John Densmore, Tech N9ne, and Mr. Jim Morrison.
Strange days have found us.
I've been a nobody but now I get it in.
Strange days have tracked us down.
Now what I wrong, what I did is keep it wicked, really never to pretend.
Stepping to this heavenly sick brethren, it's tech veteran, better than clever men. You're gonna be off of your rocker when the shock was on chopper. It's kinda funny having no money coming up. Score number one independent rapper, people running up. With a fact, I'm a summer that way back. I was running, but now I'm beast in the near time. She's in a red time. Now everybody know what the flame sprays. Fame pays, maintain brain craze. Leaving them all leaking in pain. Hey, gangway, get ready for strange days.
Strange days have found us.
I've been a nobody, but now I get it in.
Strange days have tried.
I told them I was gonna ball for y'all, get it on. They didn't wanna get involved at all, yeah. They said that I was gonna fall, but no, walking tall. They all saw wicked wall and start, yeah. Everybody will applaud the art, lyrical god. The pride better kneel before God, yeah. Never ever will I dissolve, I'm a hog in the dark. So when they call him, I'm all a claw, yeah.
Wanna hate me, industry gotta face me. They be shaky, ladies say we may be the crazy. The hella Gacy, John Wayne, the Casey. The industry fake soft and sweet like pastry. Look at all these mentions. Look at all this uber attention. Remember everybody singing that I wasn't gonna make it, but the second Nina kept on inching. This ain't no dang phase. Never will my reign fade. On a come up and I went up on a minute, it feels good to finally see strange praise.
You're a name I'm from.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
So, have you ever been catfished?
We both were by fucking Heather, a.k.a. the robot, a.k.a. the Terminator.
That doesn't even really count for the fact that we still don't know what it is.
Exactly. Other than
that person that everybody in the world is being catfished by.
No.
Well, that's impressive.
I'd ask you if you have, but that's an obvious answer. That one's obvious, yeah.
And why do you assume that?
Because, didn't you have some chicks like trying to catfish you until you figured out that the picture wasn't even of her?
I don't really know if that can count as a catfish for the fact that I knew from the start that it wasn't her.
but she still tried to catfish you.
Yeah, for the fact that she sent me a photo that showed up on Google, I'm not a retard, man. I do watch Catfish for a while now, so I know how, people fuck around with shit.
Well, yeah, other than that, no. I've never been catfished. Why?
Jeez, can I not ask a question?
You could. I'm just curious and ask on why you're asking the question.
Because I was just watching Catfish, obviously.
Ah, well, I didn't.
I mean, for the fact that this person hit them up about their cousin, and then it ended up being that person that catfished them. But on top of that, the whole episode had nothing to do with the internet, though.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah, it was just somebody that, supposedly met somebody else off of a chat line.
Hey, kid, this is why you don't go to chat lines. You might get catfished.
Yeah, this gay-ass dude got catfished by a girl pretending to be a guy.
Damn.
I mean, just by her voice. That's all they had to go off of.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
And then, they did what they always do, and then they came across three addresses, and then they went, they were like, fuck it, man, let's go to these locations, and then they went to each one of these houses, and all of a sudden, this chick's like, there ain't no Tony, it was me, or whatever the fuck they were saying, like, what?
Damn. Yeah, I'll be watching that soon, as soon as it comes back on.
And then Max was talking to her like, that's just lame. It's like, that's pathetic.
Damn.
Yeah, it was all because this girl's cousin called her fat.
Wait, all because of her? What?
Yeah. Her cousin called her fat, so then she wanted revenge and catfished him for 3 years on the telephone just to get him on TV to embarrass him even more. I don't. I mean, that is pretty lame.
It is, but you're pretty much making him famous more because you're getting him on TV for it.
Well, not only was he on TV, everybody else that they were going to houses and pulling up on the internet, they also got some TV time too.
Damn. Yeah, no, I've been watching Dragon Ball Z and NCIS.
Really? You're watching that shit over Catfish?
I got the new movie that just came out last year.
I would really like to meet Neve and Max.
Yeah, I want to find out who the fuck Heather is.
No, man, I just want to meet them dudes, man, because they funny as hell.
Well, that and have a find out who Heather is.
Yeah, and on top of that, they like to call people out and shit, yeah. And they ain't afraid to do things, so yeah. Because, like, this episode, it said no trespassing or whatever. And they're like, they probably got a dog. He's like, well, you guys wait here while I go knock on the door. I was like, man, that's what I'd be doing.
Damn. All I got to say about that one. Yeah, it'll be on in 10 minutes, so I'll get to watch it.
Yeah, it was definitely a very awkward episode.
Yeah, because you got a gay dude being catfished by a chick.
But what I want to know is how you catfish somebody that you see every day for 3 years and, you know, not laugh about it or something, you know?
Oh, man, I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, that'd be... this person's a really good liar. Like, you know, really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guess what I found on YouTube?
What did you find on YouTube?
Triple H's old corporate theme.
Are you unaware that you said YouTube?
Yeah, man. I don't know.
He's not getting it. But anyway.
Yeah, I found it on YouTube. Yeah, man, like, I was curious because I was like, trying to find that theme. And I found the theme song that was called Corporate Player for Triple H back when he defected to the corporation. Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. I'd say bring him at the corporation, but they're technically already doing that with the fucking authority and having every single job or a part of the fucking damn thing.
No shit. How long did it take you to realize that?
I wonder if it is. This time it sucks.
Oh, no shit.
But, I don't know if Justin's tuned in tonight. I mean,
I'm getting real tired of WWE, though, man. Every time I go on their damn shop, they have things listed that aren't really there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like, they have a autographed picture of Paige on there, right?
Yep.
Wrong. This item is not currently listed. Or whatever the fuck.
Why don't we put it up there if it's not listed?
Yeah, why is that picture there if you don't have it?
That's like WWE. That's a Hatchet Gear. And Subnoise.
No, see, at least WWE just has the photo there. But they don't allow you to buy it.
Yeah, but still, if they don't have it, why the fuck is it there?
Because it shows up, but then you click it, then nothing's there. And then it tells me to select size. I didn't realize there was a size selection in photos.
There are now.
Like, whenever you tell us it's 8x10s, I mean, I just kind of figured it would be that size.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they want you to get, like, a 3XL for the picture.
You can't even select a size, though, but I don't know, I fucking know. They need to stop putting up corrupted links.
Well, yeah, but I don't ever see that happening.
I guess you just gotta believe.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I am not believing anything. Fuck out of here.
Gotta be the gayest fucking thing, man. And on top of that, somebody posted up a photo of him and his sister, and they look exactly alike.
Wait, he has a sister?
Yeah, looks just like him.
Are we sure it's not just him as a fucking woman?
I don't know. The person that posted it said that they did not Photoshop it or switch faces. Said this is really his sister.
Where the fuck is this at?
Man, I don't fucking know. So it was weeks ago.
Damn it. So I was going to say, this is something that I gotta check out, because it probably is actually just fucking Bo Dallas.
Why don't you just Google it? You Google everything else?
I don't want Googling today.
What? Are you sick?
No.
Doesn't feel like Googling. Wow.
I found it, I think. Yeah, it definitely looks like him. Except he's dressed as a pirate for some odd reason.
There you go. He can come back and he can be Paul Bertram.
Man, that's okay. You got fucking Bray Wyatt dressed as fucking Fred Flintstone. He's holding some kid.
Apparently. Follow the Stone Age.
No. No, that's just terrible. No.
Yabba dabba do.
Ah, what the fuck? But the funny thing is, their sister has bigger fucking muscles than he does.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely looks like fucking, they definitely look alike. Probably because they're actually twins.
I'm just saying, it looks exactly like them. Which is fucking scary.
It really is. They need to just know, blah.
But then on this damn episode of True Life talking about they want threesomes, why are all these people on here strippers? I don't understand. Like, one's a go-go dancer, one's a stripper. But they have issues with, you know, having a threesome or whatever.
You're a stripper. You should be usually stripping fucking threesomes.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why would that be such an issue for a stripper?
I don't know.
I don't want a threesome. I'm a stripper. It used to be mine and only mine.
Bitch, get over it.
No, that's not what it is. But I'm just saying, they were very unsure about doing it.
So apparently now they're getting ready to go to a swinger club and get a threesome on.
Man, I don't know. I'm not really watching it.
I'm just waiting for fucking Catfish to come back on so that way I can actually watch that episode.
Yeah, Catfish is good this season for the fact that, you know, it's been on for 3 seasons now and all these people out there know that they're out there looking for people. So they'll do anything to get on TV. And
yeah.
This is an example of that.
Oh, bud. The fuck is this bullshit?
Another retarded show nobody watches?
Oh, faking it. Fuck out of here. I'm just gonna pretend to be a lesbian.
But I think the point of that show is the one girl is actually a lesbian, though. But I don't know. I've never sat down and watched it.
I haven't either. I don't plan on it, and I don't plan on it either.
Yeah, just like that awkward show. Really don't care for that show either.
Look, it's an emo. It's been perfectly in all emo shit.
Speaking of emos, man, I saw this one photo somebody posted in that shit. Talk about, do you remember when emos are cool? No one does.
Like, the fuck? It's time for the show. I said we go into the track.
Oh, great.
I say no to product. Fuck your phone.
Is I'm a twit picker.
Every time you're with me, you be staying on your phone. And every time I look at you, I see that stupid glow. Go fuck your phone, go fuck your phone. Go, 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 go fuck your phone. Go fuck your phone, kiss your phone.
And we're back.
Yep.
Man, I'm surprised Nev and fucking Max didn't get fucking eaten when they walked into those houses.
Yeah, I believe it's Neve.
Neve, Nev, whatever the fuck ever. I'm surprised he didn't get eaten.
Why you gotta hate on fat people, Havoc?
Man, I don't mind fat people, but that's not fat, that's damn! That's like, holy shit, don't eat me!
Man, that's the size of most bitches everywhere, man.
Yeah, which is why I don't go, which is why I try to stay clear of them so that way I don't get eaten.
You either have really skinny girls or you have really big girls.
Oh, man. I have every voice, and I want them to be attracted to me. You're disturbing. Hey, you find out Tony's a chick.
Fuck out of here.
No, you misunderstood everything I told you. So I'll just let you be surprised.
Okay.
Glad to see you listen.
Well, I think he told me that, you know, the friend hurt the cousin and mad at the cousin because she was called fat. And then he started to catfish the cousin's cousin.
Man, you do realize this other person is a dude, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Then, yeah, you completely didn't listen to anything I said.
Well, for me, you know, I thought that thing that they were talking to the show was the dude at the same time, though, man.
Yeah, they do look alike, yes. Definitely related.
Hell yeah. It's like Bo Dallas and his sister.
Yeah, it may as well be his sister.
Yeah. So apparently because of that fact, you know, she's telling her, you know, be wary of Tony. She's a hater.
Yeah, but this damn dude, man, it's clear that he doesn't even want to be on this show.
Yeah, right?
I mean, yeah, he definitely doesn't want to be up on there at all.
He's like, go the fuck away.
I'm just saying the end of this is pretty funny, though. You'll enjoy that.
Ha, hey, call me today. Because, you know, they know that you're on a fucking show.
Because they know you're on a show. Yeah, they know.
Just a voice. I got Obama phone. So
yeah, man, I can't even believe that they said that. It's so fucking true.
Save the message. That's definitely a chick. You can tell it's a... Oh, fuck. I ask him every time. I mean her. I'll be like a volcano. I'm gonna explode. Really? I'm gonna be like a volcano.
Jeez.
That's how we hug.
I think Howard understood that.
It's how we hug by making stupid noises. Well, I think we need to go with a track here.
What are you talking about, man? Jack's girlfriend, man. You guys used to hug. Used to sound like Wookiees.
No, she's talking about... No, she sounded like the Wookiee.
But yes, what would you like to listen to on this commercial break?
How about... Pound for Pound by KMK.
How appropriate.
Still on my West Coast rip-hop shit. The King Clip Monster. A mile high in cannabis Compton. Let's ride. Come on.
Cracking it. I got a new screw. Someone cut my brakes cord. close to that. Give it all up, give me that back. You don't wanna not give me that. Benjamin home plate, bubble go flat on the force of the bat home run. Checkmate, energy check from the belly of all of the party and all of the pain that we went through to keep this shit popping. You better believe it won't stop. We wanted to think we don't know that was you. You better believe we forever be rocking. Forever the crown, we'll power the sound. We do it or die.
Back to the show as well here. Anthony Thomas.
Yep.
We have a hit. They're probably not going to get on. They'll probably get the wrong person with that the first shot. How the fuck is the dude gonna be called for fucking prison on a day of chat line?
It could have happened. They were talking and then he went to jail, Havoc.
Oh.
But that is pretty funny that if you type that into Google and see what prison numbers come up as, it actually gives you an answer. What the fuck? Like, seriously?
Yeah, so I wonder if anybody actually got my fucking reference there that I posted up in all emo chat.
What might that be?
Well, somebody named Joanna goes, so general question time, shade or bush? Personal, I hate hair, so it's all bye-bye except head hair, duh. P.S. Yes, I'm talking about vagina, and I go, I like it smooth and shaved, I like it shaved and smooth like an egg.
Right.
And I'm wondering if anybody's actually gonna get that reference from the Purple Show.
Man, I only remember that.
You don't remember that part from the Purple Show, man?
No, I do not.
Well, since Justin's here, and Justin's probably never heard the Purple Show before, I think we need to give him some Purple Show. Get up to it. The second is Twisted Fuck Shop, but it's part of the Purple Show in a way.
Well, let's go, basketball head. Goddamn.
Do you have a question, baby?
Welcome to the Twisted Fuck Shop. Yeah,
where you get your fuck on.
Where the girls, yeah, always take the tops off.
Show us them titties.
And the sweat will roll. And the cum will flow. Just call and the boys will know. Everything.
What's your question?
Consideration
is
Tapeworm
45,
Buckskin
Rubbers,
Edible Beaver Seasoning, Salt Burrito,
Except
Fuck Lube.
Yeah, you're on with Twisted. Welcome to the Fuck Shop.
Beautiful.
Pull your titties out, rub your beaver.
Get your nipples licked or something.
Or waggle your balls. Wait, you want me to tell them what we're going to do here?
That's beautiful.
We're going to take random questions given by you, the juggalos and juggalettes, or the crackheads and whores and people on the street that want to throw questions our way. It's all anonymous. We will never say your name. We'll never give away your secret intricate query.
Intricately
query. If you like to wear lingerie, that's your business.
Lingerie.
All right. Monoxide, would you please do the honors and read a couple questions?
I'm dipping. Here we go.
Yeah.
My friend's mom let me hit it for $20, and I didn't use a rubber. Problem is, both my balls blew up real fat. What do I do?
Wow. Sounds like,
First you need to go back there and probably get that bitch a two-piece and a biscuit to her eye. Cause
yeah, you're going to want to fuck
like that
her
before
up.
Before you win.
And if she gives good head, give her our number and tell her to give us a call. Because
that works.
We're looking to get filleted on several occasions. Also, what else did he say? His balls were hurting?
Blew up.
Try some of that beaver seasoning salt. Just put a little bit of that on your balls, and if that doesn't work, I say maybe you call that fucking Texas son of a bitch that drives them guys around.
I'm going to go with the two-piece and a biscuit.
I
that
say fucking
chin.
Serve her up. What else you got?
Okay, here we go. Do you think that these little red bumps all over my dick will go away after about 2 to 3 weeks?
Wow. after about two or... dude. You're going to have to go to the health clinic.
Easily.
They're going to swab your dick hole, and they're going to set you straight. It's going to hurt. But,
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Hey, man, you're going to fucking take care of that. You got puffy dick tip. That's, you know... All right, what else you got, man?
Why is it that every time me and my girlfriend go to make love, wow, does anybody really do that anymore?
This particular anonymous person makes love.
She asked me to wear my clown makeup. Whoa. Signed, Anonymous.
All right.
Maybe she's a juggalo.
She's a juggalo. And it's okay to wear your clown makeup.
Sure.
As long as you don't paint your balls up. Never paint your balls up.
Why not?
Because then you get makeup all on the net, and if you're going to eat your fuckings, then you're going to have a messy little beard.
You don't eat your own fucking.
That's what I'm told, but I don't digress. I fucking eat. Beaver seasoning salt makes the vagina taste better, and I enjoy a good plate of vagina.
You got good money to endorse that.
I got, yeah, well, they're fucking, you know, it's a good product, and I stand behind good products.
Beautiful.
All right.
What's the best way to eat netting with long netting hair? To not eat it, right?
Well, you say no, and I say yeah. If you're going to eat it, you're going to want to grab it like an afro on one side, and then on the other side, and part the sea of hair until you see the pink.
You got to tell her to clip that shit.
And then you just fucking, from then on out, you're on your own.
clip it.
If you, well, yeah, but what if they like au naturel?
That's disgusting. We
well,
don't.
Then you wash that. Wash before you eat, always.
I like a shave that's smooth like an egg.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, too, but if she's hairy, you part them. You see the pink and you stick a tongue in there. Something.
Here we go, another right. one. My girl refuses to toss my salad because of my hemorrhoids.
Well,
Jerry, the one and only. This one was signed from somebody.
All right. Listen, this question is from a personal friend of mine, Shaggy. And I would say try... What, his girl won't let him do what? You got to rub
she
some prep
H. She won't eat the butt because it's got bumps.
If you put preparation... On the actual roid itself,
she's not gonna wanna eat
it will
that.
It will wither and decay, and
listen,
and then she'll...
This is what you do.
All right.
You lie to her for like 2 weeks and say you've been medicating it, and you just don't, dude. And then you fucking, you know, there it is. It's all hooked up.
Say
ain't
it's
no
a birthmark, man.
Ain't no
it's, what's it gonna do? It's a fucking
eat
birthmark.
Eat my booty.
Eat my booty, little bitch. Eat my booty. What? Eat my booty, little
all right,
bitch.
Enough of that, dog. That's...
If he tells her...
Dog, if all he right. hides it for a couple weeks, she'll forget about it. He'll get his butthole ate. Everybody's happy.
All right, fair enough. What do you got?
Here we go. What to do when you come too fast before you fuck her? Wow.
All right,
you
look.
You stop pumping your fuck stick, weirdo.
Actually, that's a benefit. If you come before you fuck her... Then if she can get your dick hard again, you're bound to be in there for a good 2-3 rounds.
She's got
to
be a cock-loving whore.
Yeah, well, she's going to suck your
dick. If you blow
dick.
Your load, if she hangs out, she's a fucking whore.
Yeah, well, then you got to tell her, suck this dick, you fucking whore bitch, and get it hard again so I can fuck your nasty blue-out pussy.
I feel it.
And you know what I mean? And other than that, then there's no fucking, there's no point in it.
You know, get your hands off
if
your dick.
If she didn't come to suck dick, then what is she doing with you? Is the question he, you need
she
to
likes
pose.
The company. You're just so fun to talk to.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot funner with my dick in your mouth,
that's
you know?
Right.
We're trying to
nice.
Get, all right. What do you got?
All right. I want to have anal sex with my girlfriend, but my dick is too huge. 12 inches in quotation. What
yep.
should I do?
Well, you want me to take this one? Or you go ahead. You.
Oh, man. All right. This is a stumper.
Might I suggest you start her off with smaller things, like articles around the house. Maybe start greasing carrots up and shove a carrot in her ass. See if she can take the full gust of the carrot. If she takes it all the way to the green, she's a fucking pro. You stick okay. that fucking salami in her and you rock that box.
You gotta open it up. It's like piercing the ear and you put those weights in it until you gotta work your
does
way
she,
into that.
No, does it say on there, does she want him to thump the thumper? Or he just wants to
say,
do it?
Actually, but let's go ahead and just for fucking Pete's sake, we'll say she's begging for it.
Well, then she's a pro. She can take the fucking carrot in the ass. She can take the salami. We're twisted. Fucking leave your fucking... You got questions?
Hey, we did it.
I'm saying if you got questions, then you fucking send them in to P.O. Box and them.
Something
yeah, and
somewhere.
Then we'll fucking get them. And make sure you don't put your name on them. And we won't tell your secrets to everybody who's listening.
Thanks for calling the Twisted Fuck Show.
I hope your questions were answered.
You didn't know and now you know.
You
got mad drives and the nice time on your phone.
You didn't know how to fuck. I hope they didn't fuck with your hands too much.
Now you know how to fuck.
Was all your questions answered?
I'm guessing that track was too long for Ghetto G.
No. It's not even a track.
Well, let's get... We have a couple addresses here. We can go track them all down and just bang on the doors. If there's a dog, I'll get bit.
you get bit, you little bitch.
Who, Neve or Matt?
No, you.
Man, I'll just start singing Dog Face Bitch, Just Leave Me Alone.
Man, that's not going to work. Animals don't speak English.
No, but it worked on that one chick, Panda, Toxic Panda.
That's because she's a person.
Yeah, and she left us alone for a long ass time.
Because she's ugly.
Hell yeah. But she's got a fucking nice ass. She's got a nice ass and pussy. But the face don't match.
I mean, I've only ever seen her ass. But, other than that, everything's pretty nasty. It's funny that he just goes in the damn place and just starts looking at the mailboxes.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna guess the second one's gonna be where they have the beware a dog sign. No trespassing. Keep out. Cujo gonna come out. What the fuck?
You guys just want to wait there while I go knock on the door?
He's like all hesitant about knocking on the door. I'm Diana. I'm guessing it wasn't not the second person. Well, let's go to the third address.
Yeah, let's go, Precious. Let's park back in the car, Precious.
Yeah. Funny part is they're going down that fucking road. That looks abandoned as a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like maybe one person that lives over there. And that's the person that was driving down the street on there while they were standing there.
And the house that they're at, there are no windows. Like maybe three windows, that's about it. Bad, this is just funny.
It's because it's been shut down. Somebody didn't pay their bills.
Definitely not that one.
Like, I just like that he just walks to the back of the house like, yeah, man, here we go.
Yep, here we go. Back to the back of the house. Next thing you know, he's going to get grabbed by a fucking demon or a ghost.
Yeah, man, there's always that chance, but he's just like, fuck it, man, let's go.
He's like, it's kind of scary back here. I mean, what would he do like if a ghost or something actually popped out and just grabbed him and started dragging him down?
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, but would he laugh or would he start crying? Wait, the cousins, Tony?
See how much you listened to me when I told you that at the beginning of the show?
What the fuck? The cousin, Tony. What the fuck? Damn.
Yeah, like 10 times more space before he eats the camera.
Damn. Well, for me, it looks like on the challenge,
a lot of people don't know the answers to questions.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
But did you see the part of last week's show of Cara Maria randomly running around naked?
I did not. I actually missed that part.
I was like, what the fuck? I mean, that's nice and all, but I would have never thought it'd be her running around naked on that show.
Hell no. Damn it, 7-Up, go away.
Didn't you say Justin was there?
Yeah, he's tuned in. He's listening to us ramble on here about catfish.
Why do you want to listen to us ramble on, Justin? You creeper.
Yeah, you got a request?
Have you ever been catfished? What's his name? Justin.
Man, he just said his name once and he forgot his name again. The fuck?
Damn old timers.
But yeah, Justin, you guys have anything you want to hear? We'll go into it. Unless you want to hear some more new Boondocks. Anyways, Gail G, did you get your CD yet?
Yeah. That might happen. With the tracking number that doesn't track a goddamn thing.
Anything in particular by ABK there, Justin? Since he was asking for ABK, but we don't know what by ABK.
He wants to hear your Neddin's Haunted.
That could probably work out perfectly for this show.
Man, it sure has nothing to do with Neddin at all.
No. But shit, considering the fact they were just at a fucking abandoned house.
Sure, we'll just go with that.
All right, let me upload that track to the soundboard.
God damn it.
Well, I thought we had it, but no. Let's see what he said. Said, sounds good. Don't play me like that, you fat ass bitch. Bitch, you both fat and ugly. Yeah, babe, they're so funny. Paybacks are so funny. So I'm guessing Nev's had a cousin that catfished him one time as well, because, you know, he said he shares.
But damn it, his name is Neve.
Neve, Nev, it's spelled like Nev. But still, I'm guessing Neve must have had a cousin that catfished him.
No, he was catfished by an old lady.
What the fuck?
Which is why he now does this TV show.
It was catfished by an old lady. What the fuck?
Because they made a movie called Catfish, which was about him, of this lady that pretty much catfished him. So therefore, he wanted to, you know, do all this and help people out.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Well, there you go. Look into watching Catfish the movie.
All right. Well, I'll look that up while we listen to Your Net is Haunted.
Motherfucker!
Get away from here while you still have the chance. Go run!
Bam! Up in the club, Eastside, who ride true juggalo scrub. They know me up in valet parking. They know me, don't be parking there, cause they charging. Where the fuck these bitches at? I be the anybody killer with the Gitchy sack. I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke, fuck that. Thick skin hatchet gear with the alphabet hat, bitch. I'm ready, bring on. Downtown at the shelter, St. Andrews Underground, I want a Catholic bitch. I don't know all leather to come and fuck this thug when I'm on the tether. I'm like, send the fella cause I'm on the clock. So I'm asking for the pussy right up on the spot. I'm like, what up you little freaky Catholic bitch? You ever fucked a juggalo killer before?
Look, I have a haunted neck.
Shit, it's all in the good. I got a haunted dick piece. Besides, it's raining diamonds. I ain't scared.
Haunted shmoney.
You know I like the wicked shit, you ain't gotta flaunt it. Let's head to your crib, you can jibber jab. We'll head upstairs and I'll give it a stab.
She took her panties off in the door shut behind me. Oh yeah, her net is haunted, don't remind me.
Her panties were scary though, I will admit. With the tag reading Woolworths 1986.
I almost needed a crowbar, a hammer, and a pile driver just to get my fucking nub up inside.
She had bush for acres, unexplored terrain. By the time I finished cutting it, it grew out again. Bend her legs back and use the wood chipper. Shave the first half down and quickly flip her. Okay, now stretch your legs. Ah, vampire bat!
Swing it!
Bitch, right. You got a haunted ass. My dead homie Blaze be doing that with his butt. I'm still fucking her.
You got a Jimmy?
Do I got one? I'm rocking a lumpy Indian witch doctor condom. I can hump a landmine wearing that shit. It might blow my ass off, but wouldn't scratch my dick. Shit, I challenge your ghost. I got ghosts in my arms. So bitch, open that portal up and bring that shit on.
Fucking this bitch was like fucking Anna Nicole Smith. Just a fat dumb ass, silly fucking dumb bitch. Nothing more, nothing less.
I pulled the snappy off and I aimed for her chest. The only ghost she had right about there was some mysterious white orbs I left on her chin that night. I'm sleeping, giving the dick rest when it fucking came alive. My shit was
yo,
possessed.
Yo,
Halloween,
watch your nuts. We'll get them sucked and bite your nuts. Yo, nuts, we want your nuts. Please,
oh,
please, fuck dirty,
but
yo, nuts, we
some
want
of that
your nuts.
Old school.
We'll
Danielle, the producer.
Relax, Havoc, otherwise you're going to end up in the trunk.
Man, I wouldn't mind putting her in the trunk.
No, you will end up in the trunk.
Man, I want her in my trunk, damn it.
And on top of that, I think she could overpower you and put you in the trunk.
But man, that's kind of fucking funny, though, how they didn't even want her in the fucking car with them.
Yeah, that's how you get the fuck out of the catfish car. You do some dumb shit. Don't you know that zits hate magnets?
And they hate lemons, too, apparently. And toothpaste. And seaweed.
Where the fuck do you even get seaweed at?
I don't know. But what the fuck are these people thinking? Pimples hate fucking magnets, so I'm gonna stick magnets on my face.
Yeah, who the fuck told you that and then you believed it?
Who knows? I mean, come on, that's like my fucking coworker, Kelly. Who was told that fucking toothpaste helps give it a pimple? Man, she put it on her fucking, and she put it on her pimple, and fucking ended up waking up with a fucking burn on her face. That shit burnt her fucking face.
Dumbass.
Next day in Cincinnati. Why are you
Let's
trying
see
to follow
this part.
Me?
Let's go see this part where he goes to talk to the chick, man, because I kind of missed what the hell they were talking about. May as well hit another track real quick.
Yeah, might as well do that. Let's go to some Boondocks. Let's see. There we go. How about boots and elbows?
Mr. Product, I ain't fucking with you bitches no more. I'll come through and rip your fucking face off. How you like that? I'm finished, finished, bitch.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Maybe we are. Maybe we
aren't. Maybe we aren't.
Damn it, man, I want to know what the hell that damn dude was talking about. Talking about he was making fun of the way she talks. What the fuck did he say?
He didn't say nothing.
But I can't even believe that fat ass bitch said that he ain't shit.
Oh, man.
Like, really? Like, it's still got a TV show and shit.
Yeah, what do you got? Like, 5 minutes of fame that afterwards, no one's going to remember you.
Pretty much. Till the reunion.
Yeah, and then after that, even then, no one's going to remember her.
I'm just saying it was funny because he was real pissed off, and then he came back. He's like, all right, so. Did you ever think you were a compulsive liar?
Oh, man. Man, God damn it, I'm gonna kill Sprint for this stupid commercial.
Yep.
But damn, man, that was one crazy ass episode.
Yeah, see that? Precious catfished the whole world.
Yeah, she even catfished Neve and fucking Max.
Yeah, see that?
So that makes twice that Neve's gotten catfished.
Yeah, it's not the first time that somebody's, you know, lied to them to get on the show.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I don't think I've seen that episode yet.
It was in like a different season.
Like I said, I don't think I've seen that season, though. Or that episode.
So what the fuck you been doing?
Well, considering the fact when it came on, it came on Mondays, didn't it? During, like, Raw and shit.
I think it used to be on Thursdays.
Well, there again, I was watching TNA.
Either Thursdays or Tuesdays.
I don't know.
But pretty soon, Heroes of Cosplay will be on Tuesdays. So.
Yes. And I'll be definitely. I'm gonna be definitely be watching that. It's just to see Monica Lee again, and Yaya Han's big ass titties, and Ricky.
Yep.
No, not so much the other ones that were on there.
Yeah, all those other people nobody knows.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they'll put Jessica Negri on there.
Man, if they're smart, they will put Negri up on there. And maybe Liz
Even Kat. Though they probably won't, because I don't really think she would be up for that.
Probably not. Now they take Antoine to go meet the fucking his fat ass ugly cousin. A.K.A. Tony.
We talking about, man, they don't go see each other.
That's good then, man. He'd probably kill her.
He probably would.
And I highly doubt even Neve or Max would be able to stop him.
Man, they wouldn't even stop him.
Everybody's way capping on that on her ass. But her that their ass is on TV. So they're always fucking shooting her.
Shooting her?
Well, he said capping.
Man, I don't know. Damn black people.
See? We're gonna play one more track, and the show off at 1 because I may go to sleep for work.
Oh, poor little baby.
So let's go with. From Ghetto G.
Ho! Oh shit, we got another one, bust a beat,
what up, kid?
I don't think they ready, let them know.
Yo, I'm burning up like I got a fever,
uh-huh.
Keeping it wicked and bloody like a cleaver, got y'all shaking like a seizure, I'm rocking shit, call me a crowd pleaser,
yeah.
Anything your people make just fucking sucks, we stay like prostitutes, always making bucks, got people coming back like acid reflux, we hitting this music hard like some Mack trucks, you know I'm on that road to perdition. It's rapping in an echo like submission. Yeah, bitch, I'm raw like unprotected sex. Call me a newsman, I'll be breaking next. This shit's fucked up like Lindsay blowing on some cocaine. Shit out of luck, there ain't no wishing on plane. I only produce fire like I was a Bic. Stay blowing up the spot like an Arabic. Ghetto G ain't supposed to be all dirty names. We rap fiends, we coming through the flames. See them lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd. Ghetto G ain't supposed to be all dirty names. Coming through the flames, see the lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd.
Know the name is supposed to be, I heard you think you're better than me. You taking over cities, but I'm taking over galaxies. At this game, I am the captain. You reach for fame, but nothing happened. It's a shame, but I can't complain. You wasn't standing, now I'm laughing. I could be like a bear. Please, the kids, the teacher, gonna need him. A sag fat. Don't you see, I met your match, bitch. Believe it, it's still, and you get the cipher. You're out of business like Chrysler. It's me, you're fair, and I have you wearing a skirt like Roddy Piper. Make you stumble like Jagan Mice. The shit, your pants, you need a diaper. I'm prideful like a sniper. Your demise got me so hyper. Burned out, used up your wits. My claim to fame has made you sick. I'm number one traffic. I keep you fresh like Steve Stick. The game over, lights out. There's no contest, it's a route. Now you're sick of what you're thinking. You had no idea what I was about. The pressure you couldn't bear. Boy, your temp was fucking hysterical. It's my time, why do I shine? Cause I create lyrical miracles.
Ghetto G and Busta B, y'all know the names. We rap beatings, we coming through the flames. See them lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd. Ghetto G and Busta B, y'all know the names. We rap beatings, we coming through the flames. See them lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd. Ghetto G and Busta B, y'all know the names. We rap demons, we coming through the flames. See them lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd. Ghetto G and Busta B, y'all know the names. We rap demons, we coming through the flames. See them lights go in and that music loud. Once we hit the stage, we rocking that crowd.
Have you ever had a storm?